If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, after his resurrection, Jesus remained for 40 days with his disciples. St. Leo tells us that these days were not spent in idleness. During his many apparitions to the apostles, he spoke of the kingdom of God and filled their hearts with joy. He strengthened their faith and gave them his last instructions for the establishment and organization of his church. Now that his mission here on earth is over, the time has come for him to go back to his Father in heaven. The ascension completes the work of our Lord here on earth. This feast is therefore the supreme glorification of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord indeed had asked his Father to be glorified by the glory of his divinity. St. Augustine tells us that this personal glorification of Jesus was his crown for the victory of the resurrection. Tradition has it that the ascension took place at midday, the same hour at which our Lord was nailed to the cross. St. Mark says quite simply, "And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and seated at the right hand of God." Our Lord took his place at the right hand of the Father, a clear sign to the Jews and the Gentiles of his equal divinity. The ascension is the triumph of the Christ. St. Leo tells us that the events following the resurrection of our Lord were to convince us of its truth. Surely you remember how all of the apostles, except one, abandoned our Lord at his passion, and how they were slow to believe in his resurrection. Our Lord, recognizing their weakness, stayed with them for 40 days to further instruct them before ascending into heaven. Just as for the apostles, our doubts, hesitations, failings, and weaknesses are occasions for us to grow in faith. Thanks to them, we have ourselves been instructed and have no reason to doubt. We have now received more privileges and joys than the devil took from us. The departure of our Lord is an occasion of great joy to us, not only because our Lord has been glorified, but also because of hope of our own resurrection one day. St. Thomas Aquinas makes it clear to us that it was natural that Christ rise to heaven for us after his resurrection because he had conquered sin and death. He gives us three reasons for the ascension: the increase of our faith, the uplifting of our hope, and a new fervor of charity. It is thus clear that to be with the Lord forever, we should already be with him in our wills and desires. Today's Mass begins with the last words of the epistle: "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven." It solemnly announces today's mystery and prophesies the return of Jesus. In the collect of the Mass, the Church sums up the prayers of her children: "Grant, we beseech you, O Almighty God, that we who believe that today your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended into heaven, may live there in spirit." This prayer pays witness to our faith in the mystery, the reasons for our belief in it by the titles of Son of God and Redeemer given to Jesus, and asks God for grace for our souls, so that we can already live there in heaven in spirit. The epistle is a description of the ascension of our Lord. After having our Lord with them for 40 days, the disciples find themselves on Mount Olivet, where they hear him speak for the last time on earth. If our Lord had not promised them the Consoler, they would indeed be in a sad state. However, with the promise of his coming, the departure of our Lord no longer leaves them sad. They will only ever see the face of their Master in heaven, who they knew for 3 years, and who deigned to call them his friends on the evening of the Last Supper. They rejoiced at his glorification. They await the moment when they will see him again. Soon, however, they will be his instruments. They will be able to go forth and baptize the nations as our Lord commanded them, with the power and strength coming from the Holy Spirit. The other nations need a deliverer as well. Thanks to the apostles, they will hear of Jesus Christ, his triumph over sin and death, and his glorification at the right hand of the Father. They will learn of their liberation from sin and will in turn become his worshippers. On their return from the mount, the apostles are no longer sad. They have Mary to console them and her generosity as their model. Now that Jesus has been glorified, the angels assure them that he will return as he ascended. The two Alleluia verses tell us of the ascension of our Lord and the liberation of sinners from the devil. The Gospel from St. Mark gives us more details of the ascension of Jesus into heaven. He speaks of a last meal that our Lord ate with his disciples, at which he upbraided them for their slowness to believe, because he stayed on earth for 40 days in order to strengthen their faith. Yet he did not renounce at the mission he had for them. He told them to go forth, preach the gospel, and baptize the nations. Our Lord promised the apostles that many would follow them because of the signs that they will do. Today it is true that we do not always see these signs. Are we then without faith because we cannot do these miracles? St. Gregory the Great gives us the response. The physical signs were necessary in the beginning of the church in order to nourish the faith of the believers. Nowadays, Holy Mother Church does every day in spirit what the apostles did then in body. Exorcisms performed by priests is the casting out of devils. Those who take up the offices of preaching and teaching in the church speak the new language of the holy mysteries. Those who, by their good warnings, take away evil from the hearts of others take up serpents. Those who have to listen to bad propositions without being at all drawn aside into evil acts, they drink a deadly thing, but it will never hurt them. Whenever they strengthen their neighbors by their good example in the good works that they do, they lay their hands on the sick that they may recover. Whatever the apostles did bodily, the ministers of the church today do spiritually. And by this, souls and not bodies are raised from the dead. The Paschal candle represents Christ, the light of the world. The pure beeswax from virgin bees, of which the candle is made, represents the sinless Christ who was formed in the womb of his virgin mother. The wick signifies his humanity, the flame his divine nature, both body and soul. The Paschal candle is lit at the Easter Vigil Mass and symbolizes the glorified and risen God. After the Gospel, the Paschal candle was extinguished. Symbolically, the extinguishing of the Paschal candle during the Mass somehow helps us visualize and be present at the Lord's ascent into the clouds. We experience, sacramentally, the departure of the Lord as the apostles themselves did. One fire is extinguished, so we await the coming of a new fire as the apostles and the whole church are baptized in the Spirit at Pentecost. Many of the fathers of the church speak of the confusion in the minds of the apostles if our Lord, after giving many proofs of his divinity, were to remain on earth while the Holy Spirit came. The mysteries of the Word incarnate were to close with his ascension. With our ascension, we will receive no more graces. Our life and happiness are in Jesus. Whatever brings us nearer to him is good, and whatever alienates us from him is evil. The mystery of the ascension is a last ray of light given to us by our Lord, by which he shows us his path to the heavenly country. If our hearts are united to our Lord and long to come to him, then they are alive with the true life. As the disciples have so done, let us lift up our hearts to our Lord. Let us follow our Lord and desire the things from above. For the offertory antiphon, the church sings once more of her joy at the Lord's ascension. We ask God in the secret for his sure help so that we overcome all obstacles and arrive at our goal. The communion antiphon is a prophetic verse speaking of the ascension of our Lord east of the city of Jerusalem. The post-communion asks God to grant us interior union expressed outwardly by this mystery. The Feast of the Ascension is the time to prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Feast of Pentecost. Our Lord has left us, but he will not leave us orphans. Let us prepare by asking our Lord for an increase in faith, hope, and charity, so that we may be ready when the Paraclete comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.